Shalom Aleichem, sweet his friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Maratz Yishirchu. Nishmas Maratz Esther, Maratz Shmur, Ruchana, Maratz Yonah, Maratz Altachana, Maratz Rabbi Meir Zev, Moshe Rabbi Peshadina, writes on Moshe Mordechai. We're discussing the Inyan of Shomrim and Shomer Aveda, based on the Sefer Niv Menachem, which was written by very, very Choshev Talmud Chacham, Rav Chechik. The Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilah V'Aveda in the 13th parak in the 10th halacha writes, "Hechos Ardev Lo Bo Abaylam Tiyam Tiyam Unachas Etzal Chiyavu Liyav Chos Man Shaveda Etzal Im Negnu Alav Dar Chai Bach V'Yusim Nenzah Pater Shom Aveda K'Shom Esachru." If somebody was machriz or he was modia, but the aved and the bailam didn't come, the mitzia is going to be his until Elijah the prophet comes. And as long as the aved is by him, if it's stolen or it's lost, he's chayiv b'achrayus aveda. V'im nansa pater, if there's an ones, he's pater. He's chayiv gnev aveda, he's pater for ones. Why? Because he's a din of Hashem v'sachar. Why is he within a Hashem Sachar? Because he's Isaac b'mitzvah and he's pater mikama mitzvahs when he's asuk b'shmirasa. So the Rambam says the reason he's a Hashem Sachar is because he's pater from various mitzvahs. And that's very difficult to understand. Sharei b'gemara amru atam, the Gemara says the reason is because he doesn't have to give bread to an ani. It's Harvachas Mammon. So why does Rambam say that, oh, he's a Shomer Sachar, and because he doesn't have to do mitzvahs? What's the Shomer Sachar not having to do mitzvahs? Zeh Revach Shelo. Revach Shelo hu Revach Shelo mashu acher, shehu lo tzrich letet kesef lo ani. His revach is not that he's pater mi mitzvahs. Mazeh, mzar me'od. It says in Bava Kame, after Nivav, Itmar Shomer Aveda, Rabba Amar Kishem Es Chinam Dami, V'Yosef Amar Kishem Es Sachar Dami. Shomer Aveda, one opinion says he's a Shomer, like a Shomer Chinam. The other opinion says like a Shomer Sachar. Rabbi says like a Shomer Sachar. It's like a Shomer Chinam. Because my Hana Kamati, what Hana does he get? What Hana does he get that you call him a Shomer Chinam? A Shomer Sachar. He's not getting any Hana. And the Mele, he has the status of a Shomer Chinam. That's the first opinion in the Gemara. The second opinion in the Gemara is that he's a Shomer Sachar. Why? Because he gets hana the labala mitzvah rift la anya. The hana he gets is that he doesn't have to provide a rifta bread to the ani. Since he's part of giving the ani bread, the mela he has a din of a shemer sachar. Because he's getting schar, that's a schar. Another way of learning it is that the reason he's a Shomer Sachar is because since the Torah was Meshabed him Baal Korche, the Torah made him against his will. The Torah said he has to guard this object. So he's a din of a Shomer Sachar. That means is not pashits. What does that mean? Since the Torah was mishabed in Baal Korche, he's considered a Shomer Sachar. So hopefully we will explain at a different juncture. So we want to be medayik in the lashon of the Gemara. Why don't they say it in normal lashon? Rabba Omar, he's a shomer chinam. Shomer chinam havi. Rabbi Yosef Omar, shomer sachar havi. That's what the Gemara should have said. The Gemara used a different lashon. Rabba Omar, kish shomer chinam dami. Of Yosef Amar, Kishay Mersacher Dami. We see that in the Mishnah above Mitzian, the Pei Amid Beis. Kol Omen Shay Mersacher, Oveo Amashkin Shay Mersacher, Oveo Mois Shay Merchinam, Oveo Peiros Shay Mersacher. So it doesn't say Ki. So why here does it say Ki? Shemir Sachar. Kish Shemir Chinam. Another kash is every Shemir Chinam should be a Shemir Sachar because he has to take care of the Aveda, the Nara L'Shaitcha. He has to, like you do to an Aveda, you have to shake it out, you have to spread it out. Kacha, he's also pater lemeis of rifta la'anya. He's also pater from giving bread to the poor person. So every shem mechinam be'etzim is a shem sachar. Taka, we discussed this in two shiurim already. And this is the kash of the ritvo. Above mitzi and af pei beis amir aleph. Hinei kol zeh v'yani le'arher amar arav chechik. בעצם יסוד דינו ששומר הבידה. ומה שנורא לומר הוא זה, דין שומרים ודין שומר הבידה, חלוקים הם בעצם מהותם. דין of שיימרים and דין of שיימר הבידה are fundamentally different. In other words, דין השיימרים הוא מדין המומנס. היינו סחייבוס מצד השיימר לשמור מומן חברוי. Din Shomrim is mamonistic. There is a monetary obligation to guard his friend's money. And the cheftza shel hashmirim mitzad atzmi hi choyv asrei. The fact that he has to guard, that's his obligation. Because that's what he's mekabel upon himself. Mashen kein shmiras aveda, ein ze din shel choyv as shmira shemutal olav. When one's a shomer aveda, it's not that he has a choyv as shmira, rather, it's a mitzvah of hashava. Like the Rambam says in Halacha Yad Aleph over there. V'tzarich levaker et ha'aveda ulevadka kedei shelo tipased v'teaved me'elea. Shenamar v'shevoto lo re'ech tishivenu lo. You have to watch over the aveda. Check it out. Make sure that it doesn't get lost, doesn't get ruined. Because it says v'shevoto lo, make sure to return it to him in the best possible way. So it emerges according to this, that the essence of Shmira is a poel yotze from the mitzvah of Hashivoyse. Re'ei he'ach teshivenu. See how to return this item. In other words, the Shmira is a cheftza of Hashavas Aveda. And it's not an additional choivas Shmira. Shmiras hachefetz is a cheftza of Shmira. Shmiras Aveda is a din in Hashavas Aveda. So we can say, but derech Rambam, that it's true. This reason of oisek b'mitzvah, you can only say about a shomer aveda, ki kaamur shmira zo, eina begeder shomer, ela isuk b'mitzvat hashava. This reason of oisek b'mitzvah, we can only say about a shomer aveda, because the shmira is not begeder shomer, it's begeder being involved in the mitzvah of Hashava. And therefore it's called oisek b'mitzvah. Not only that, maybe we could say a dvar chiddush, that the sheet of the Rambam is that these two lishenes in the Gemara, in other words, the reason of Bahayi Anor, or the ikedim mefarshi la kevin rachmana shiv de baal kolche, These are two that are one. In other words, these are two lishinais that are cutting to emphasize this nekuda, that we're not talking here about a shomer midine mamonis, but rather it's coming to teach us shu asuk b'mitzvah, shemitzuvah v'oymed, merachmana d'shiyab de bal korche. Torah commanded him against his will, whether he wants to or not, he has to be osek in this mitzvah. And the siman that he's an osek b'mitzvah is the p'tur of having to give the rifta la'anya. And that's connected to him being an osek b'mitzvah. And the chilek between osek b'mitzvah shel shmiras aved and misasek b'tzarech shmiras ha'pikad and oid yiduber b'ezes Hashem Yitzbarach. So it emerges according to this, that according to everybody, when there's no be'etzem hanoas revach ha'prute la'asoyso kishoyim el socho ele ka'amur zeo rak avchana siman shosek b'mitzvah. In other words, if there's no gain of a pruta that makes him a shomer socho, because this gain of a pruta is a siman that he's an oisek b'mitzvah, and that's what it means, the two l'shaynes. And he had no, and Rachman Hashiv de Baal Korche, that just shows he's an Oisek b'mitzvah. And then Mela, he's going to save money, because he doesn't have to give the bread to the poor person. Ki mashiyabud umatan tzchora b'tzidoi, haba aloi min ha-shamayim, hi sha'oise oise k'noise socho. So it emerges that according to everybody, it's not the etzem hanas revach apruta that makes him a shem, like a shem risocher. That just shows that he's being oisek b'mitzvah. What makes him a shem risocher? The fact that God is going to give him reward. That's what makes him a shem risocher. This is a new mahalach. That's against what's mekubal. It's mekubal to understand that it's the hanas havachas ha-pruta, that he's earning this pruta, that's the schar. The extra nickel that he's getting, he doesn't have to give to the yoni. But we said that that just shows that he's a shomer socher, because he's oisek b'mitzvah. But that's not really the hanah. What's the hanah? The hanah is that Hashem is giving him a schar, because he's doing a mitzvah. And that's what the Rambam writes, Rambam doesn't say that he doesn't have to give the bread to the poor person. Because that's not the ikur. Ki hein emes, zeo be'etzem yisoy daptu. Yosei meshua bad ve'oisek b'mitzvah, ve'en lecha noisei socher godol mizeh. V'chein gam olecha mosif ha-Rambam, v'nifter mikama mitzvot asei. Klomar, lo shezo ha-revach shelo, shechosech mitzvot. We asked, what do you mean? He's potter for mitzvah say, that's a revach? Wow, what a shomer socher, what gevaldik schar he gets. He doesn't have to do mitzvahs. Chas v'shalom. It's not the schar. Rather, that's a siman that he's oisek b'mitzvah. The fact that he's niftar mikama mitzvahs, that's a siman that he's oisek b'mitzvah. And being oisek b'mitzvah, that's the yesod aptur, because he's getting schar min ha-shamayim. The whole raya that he's oisek b'mitzvah, that he's pater mikama mitzvahs, kolel rifta la'anya, kol zman she'oisek b'shmirosa. So that's a groisa chiddush, and midem chiddush, af tipater t'mihat lechem mishneh, we can solve the conundrum of the lechem mishneh. And what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Nedorim, Perik Zayin Halacha Aleph, Shnaim Shenesro Hanos Kolechad Mehem Al Chaveroi, Bein B'Neder, Bein B'Shvoi, Hareilu Mutarim Lachzir Aveda, Ze Laze, Mepnei Shehu Mitzvah. Two, that it's usher for each of them to get Hanah from their friend, whether it's with a Neder or with a Shvoi. Their mutter, it's mutter for them to be machzir aveda because it's a mitzvah. Frektal lechem mishnah, I don't understand. Since he paskins, shebein shebenichse ba'al aveda, asurun al machzir, bein b'shenichse al machzir. Asurun al ba'al aveda, whether the possessions of the Balaveda are asur on the person returning the Aveda. And whether the nechasim of the person returning the Aveda are asur on the Balaveda. Im kein lo yishayich the puta de Rav Yosef. If so, it's not shayach to the puta of Yosef. Why? When the nechasim of the Baal Aveda are usher to the machzir, Amar Reperik Ein Bein Amudel, the mutel hachzir, he's still allowed to give it back. Why? I, the nechasim of the Baal Aveda, are usher on the machzir. The machzir is not allowed to get hana from the Baal Aveda. And he was getting hana because of the prutah of Yosef. So it says in the Gemara that prutah of Yosef lo ishchiach. That the prutah of Yosef is not common. V'im kein, this is all the lashon of the lechem mishnah. Eich posak beperek yud gimel mehilchas aveda, the shomer aveda havi kishomer socha mishum prutah of Yosef. V'hainu taima shasso sham k'rav Yosef. Shomer socha mishum prutah. So the Rambam here paskins that if the nechasim of the Baal Aveda are usher to the one returning the Aveda, he's still allowed to return the Aveda, even though he's being nana from the Baal Aveda, because pruta de Rav Yosef. And the answer is okta gemore, because pruta de Rav Yosef lo shchiach, it's not common. So you see that the Rambam here is passing that pruta de Rav Yosef lo shchiach, that the pruta of Rav Yosef is not common. So how then did the Rambam paskin in the 13th parak of Hilchos Aveda that a shomer Aveda is like a shomer pruta, is like a shomer sachar al pruta to Rav Yosef? The Rambam here paskins pruta to Rav Yosef is not shchiach. So how can the Rambam paskin there that shomer Aveda is like a shomer sachar al pruta to Rav Yosef? So, Alecha Mishnah Yotze Mitoch Nekudat Hanacha that the sheet of the Rambam is that the reason he's a Shomer Aveda is that it's Pruta de Rav Yosef. And therefore, the reason he's a Shomer Sachar is because of the Pruta de Rav Yosef. And therefore he asked what he asked. However, Lefi Darkeinu, Harei HaRambam Eino Goris Klal Hanacha Zo. Ve'achein Kamur Hidgashnu Shebilchot Aveda Eino Maskir Klal Pruta de Rav Yosef. Kanere'e Shehanavana Lai. Lai, של הלכת משנה, שקויה ברמב״ם, כי הרמב״ם הרי לא הזכיר את הפרוטת הרב יוסף. הרמב״ם רק אומר, אנו מפני שהוא עוסק במצווה. היינו שהרמב״ם סובר שהפרוטת הרב יוסף לא היא שעוסק עוסק לשם הסוחר. אלא דווקא Kiyum ha-mitzvah v'schora. Hihi matan schora. Being mekayim the mitzvah. Getting the schar mitzvah, that's his schar. That's our mahalach in the Rambam. Uma shekein mafli lich ora b'devrei ha-Rambam. What is a pele in the Rambam? Hu zeh ha-ipcho mestabre. The Ipcha Mestaber in the Rambam, that in Hilchos Nidorim, the Rambam writes, Mipnei Shehu Mitzvah, Kedei Lo Hasir Es HaChashash HaNoe. Rambam writes that in these two cases, two people that are asr hana on each other, harei elu mutarin lachzir aveda ze leze, mipnei shu mitzvah. They're allowed to be machzir aveda because it's a mitzvah. So this nimuk of it's a mitzvah means, so don't worry about it. There's going to be no hana here, it's a mitzvah. V'yilu legabei shomer aveda, dafka hi anotenet. Whereas by Shomer Aveda, the reason he's a Shomer Sachar is because he's Oisek B'mitzvah. Here in Nedarim, the Rambam says that the Oisek B'mitzvah means don't worry about it, he's not getting any Hana, so they can return it to each other. And the Gabi Shomer Aveda, the fact that he's Isaac B'mitzvah makes him a Shomer Sachar. V'zeh davar shetzarich iyun. What is this? Does being mitzvah remove the Hana problem? Or is that the Hana? Stira. As nera'a bebi'ur parasha zo, sheze vaday ki yesh hevdel bein shomer aveda lenedarim. There's a difference between a shomer aveda and nedarim. Ki ba'od de l'shvuyei li'os shomer sochor. Make somebody a Shomer Sachar, he has to get Schar. Purute is not a Schar. And that's Shitas HaRambam Medarkenu. Vashenkin Legabe Neder, Din Purute, Kedin Meya. When it comes to a guy being a regular Shomer, he's not going to do it for a nickel. But when it comes to a Neder, Din Nickel, Kedin Meya. Din Penny, Kedin Meya. Vize Poshut. אז לפי זה נבאר את הגמרא בנדרים. שם נאמר, אבל נכסי בעל אבידה אסורים על מחזיר, לא כמהדר לי, דקם מתהני פרוטה דרב יוסף. But if the נכסים of the בעל אבידה are אוסר and the מחזיר, he's not allowed to return the object, because he's getting Hana of the Pruta of Rav Yosef. So maybe the Gemara is not saying that Rav Yosef is Machshiv the Pruta Gabi Shomer Aveda, and Memela it's Choshuv the Gabi the Neder. Ela lo ken. That's not pshat in the Gemara. That because the pruta is choshev legabe the shomer aveda, the mele is also choshev legabe the neder, and therefore he's not allowed to return the object. The nechse baal aveda rasa nemach. The mach is not allowed to return the object. It's the pruta shavu legabe shomer aveda. It's also choshev legabe the neder. No. Ki im kavanat haGemara hi rak lahavhir. Simna be'alma la'samen lanu ki yeshno musag shel pruta de Rav Yosef. It's just telling us that there's a concept of pruta de Rav Yosef. And even though it's not poyel legabe de shomer aveda, because that's not schar pruta de Rav Yosef. A penny isn't reward, that you're not giving the ani. However, that's enough to be poyel and to be machshiv the pruta. Not begeder schar, but al korponim, the kol apachot, begeder hana'a, legabei neder. Shebaze, hare isurohu, behana'a koldu. Veachen, Chad Amar, Pruta de Rav Yosef, Lo Shchiach. Gemara there it says, it's even an opinion, Pruta Yosef not Shchiach, no Zani Megeder Hanoi. So the Gemara is trying to tell us is, Nichse Baal Aveda Asur and Al Machzir, Loika Mahadele, why Kis Hamasani, Pruta Rav Yosef. In other words, you see that there's a concept of Pruta Rav Yosef by a Shomer. That doesn't mean that that's going to be the Schar. It's not considered schar. But legabe the neder, since there's a concept like that by Shomer Aveda, legabe the neder, that's going to be enough that one's over and one's neder, because even a pruta counts. And there's another opinion where this is no. Even for a neder, it's not significant, because pruta v'yosef le'shchiach. Al kol panim, piskei Ramban al mekomam, hein bilchot nedarim. והן בלכות אבידה באו בשלום ואין שום סתירה ביניהם שבזה ובזה אין הפרוטה שווה. In other words, in Hilchas Aveda, the Rambam says, you know, he's a Shem Besachar because he's Oisek B'mitzvah. That's his schar. And in Hilchas Nedarim, the Rambam says, that if the Nichsei Baal Aveda or Asur on the Machzir, he's still allowed to return it. Why? Because Pruta de Rav Yosef lo shchiach. So he's not even going to be getting the Pruta de Rav Yosef. He's not even going to be getting the Pruta de Rav Yosef because the Pruta de Rav Yosef isn't shchiach. He's not getting anything from him. Nefem utam lachzer aveda zeh lazeh. And even, so in both cases, the pruta isn't worth anything. Both in Hilchas Nedarim and in Hilchas Aveda. Ve'af gam zot, oto ibcha mistabra, gam hu nefach l'tova. Ha'ayinu, shelagavei liyot b'geder shomer sachar. To be a shomer sachar, as long as you're getting schar, it's schar. And halach is kama v'kama, schar mitzvah. And that's the Rambam writes, l'gavei shomer aveda, v'bnei shu oisek v'mitzvah. Ma she'en ken v'nedarim, harei b'zeh ha'medubar hu b'isur hana'a. V'ha'torah lo asra hana'a, haba'a al yedei mitzvah. In the Dorim, you know what the Rambam says, it's v'bnei shu mitzvah. Because yeah, he's getting hana, but it's hana's mitzvah. So it's b'seder da'at, b'seder gamor. So in Hilchas Aveda, since it's a mitzvah, that makes him a shomer sachar. And in Hilchas Neder, you're getting schar that you're doing a mitzvah. Oh, that's b'seder, then you can return it. Because that's not considered schar, because it's a mitzvah. When you're dealing with a neder, mitzvah is not considered schar, mitzvah v'hanas nitna. Mitzvah is not schar, so meila, you're not gaining anything when we return it to the Baal Aveda, even though it's usur to get anah from him. Even though there's an Isser Hanoi here, because the Nechse Baal Aveda are also on the Machzir. So when he returns it, he's getting Hanoi, right? He's getting Hanoi's Mitzvah. In the Baal Aveda, the answer is no, that's not considered Hanah as far as the Neder is concerned. But when it, so that's in Hochas Nedarim, in Hochas Aveda, the Rambam says that it's that's what makes him into a Shomer Sachar. The fact that it's a mitzvah and he's getting schar from Shemayim. So maybe he's a din of Shomer Sachar. If you look in the Ran, in the Dorim Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, and in the Kash of the Keren Oira, Heim Divrei Doidim Arevim Al Darkeinu. It stems beautifully with our Mahalach. Ve'am Vekesh Tov Ye'ayen Bam. And that's also Pesher HaDavar. Mashidiyaknu. Bagmara. Lama ze amru bagmara b'lashon kish shaymer, v'lo shaymer. Aval, l'fi darkeinu, nicha me'od. Darchein, ein shomer avida begeder shaymer, shehu musag mugdar b'torah, ela begeder meishiv avede. Shomer Aved is not a Shomer, which is a defined concept in the Torah, but rather he's begeder a Meishiv Aved. Ka'amur. Ube'ofen kazeh, eino yachol liyot le'etzem ha'chevtza shel Shomer, ve'lechein ha'machlok b'agmara irak, eizo ma'amad yesh latet lo, ve'l mi yesh ledamoto. Like we said at the outset, he's not a regular Shomer. Shomer is something else. He's involved in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That's the concept of the Shomer Avedas. He's not a classical Shomer. So now the question is, what do we compare him to? Rabba says he's like a Shomer Chinam. Rav Yosef says he's like a Shomer Sachar. It's only dummy. It's dummy. But it's not the thing itself. Why not? Because he's not a classical shomer, he's a meishiv aveda. Super terrific. He's a meishiv aveda, therefore he's only kish shomer chinam and kish shomer sachar. והרווחנו כי על ידי זה גם יתורץ מה שהוגשה, שהרי בעצם לכל שומר חינם יש לתת דין של שומר שכר, כי הלא גם הוא עסוק במצווה לפקח על הפיקדון שלא יעונה לו רע. Every שומר חינם really has a din of a שומר שכר. He's also עסק במצווה. He has to watch the פיקדון that nothing bad should happen to it. However, we said that Shomer Aveda is an Esek Shel Mitzvah. Shmiras Pikadon is a Din Medinei Mamonis. So the difference is clear that an Aveda, where indeed Rav Yosef came with his Taina, with his Svara, of Rachmana, the Torah was Mishavet him last like the mitzvah. Ad kidei kach, that the Torah said he has to even be a Shomer Sachar. Mashen kein Shomer, re kol eschayvusoi, bo mitzad kabalosoi, hu, shekibel al atzmo, lishmor ulekayem et hapikadon, bechol tzrachav, nimtza. שאפילו מי פטור מלמיטב ריפתא לעניא בשעת עסקו עם הפיקדון, הנה כבר אמרנו דבר מחודש, כי לא החיסכון של הפרוטה הוא שעושה ושומר שכר, אלא שיעבוד המצווה, וזה הרי לא שייך בשומר, שאין מדובר בו במצווה אלא בדררה דממונה. So when someone's a Shomer Aveda, so that's a mitzvah. The Torah was mishavid him to be Isaac in this mitzvah. And mainly he's a din of a shomer sachar. But that's a shomer aveda. But shmiras hapikadon is a din midine mominus. That's moministic. And therefore, he was makabalan upon himself to watch over this pikadon. And even if you say that if an ani comes, he doesn't have to give the bread to the ani because he's busy with the pikadon. But still, it's not the money that he's making that makes him a shomer sachar. It's the mitzvah. And that's not shaykh to a shomer, because a shomer is moministic. A shomer is primarily mominist. So since a shomer is in the world of mominist, he can't call him a shomer sachar, only a shomer aveda, which is mitzvahdik. And even if we say that the prutas kovat, regam az ein aptur b'shomer mishum osek b'mitzvah, it's a different din. It's medine poilim ha-mitzuvim lasas malachtim ne'amon, like the Rambam writes in Schirus, Sof Perek Yud Gimel, k'der sh'musar b'al habayis sh'lo yigzol schar ani v'lo yakvenu, k'ach ani musar sh'lo yigzol melechas b'al habayis, v'yivatol me'atim mikanu moitzi kol yom b'mirma, l'chayv l'daktek al atzmai b'zman sh'arei k'pidu al b'roch r'viyah sh'al b'yok ha-saman sh'lo yivorach ha-yisar. וכן חייב להביד בכל כוחוי, שראיין כבבינו יעקב הצדיק אומר, כי בכל כוחי עובדתי יסוביכם, נפיקח נוטל שכר זויס, אף באוילם הזה, שנאמר, ויפרויץ האיש מעיד מעיד. So this is what we call a work ethic. The ethics, in modern Hebrew, they call it musar avodah, that a person's ethical at work. So therefore, like Yaakov Avinu, worked very hard. So a shomer pikadon is a poel. And even if his ptur is milas, it's riftolani, he's getting money. But the reason that it's not because he's Isaac ben Mitzvah that he's potter from giving the rift to La'anya, but it's that he shouldn't be a gazlan, because he's busy watching the person's object. He's a shomer. And he's mevat the malachas b'al habayis. And if it won't cause him bitul malacha, then he's not potter from giving the rift to the ani. Because we're not talking here about an oisek b'mitzvah. We're talking here about musar avodah. And therefore you can't give him a din of a shomer sachar. Why? Because he's a poel. And therefore a poel doesn't get a din of a shomer sachar. And the reason he's not giving the rift to La'anya is that he's not a gazlan at that time. But it's not viewed as schar. So either way you look at it, we don't consider him getting schar. Either the shomer chinam isn't considered a shomer sachar when he watches the object because it's a moministic. Even if you say that he's going to save the pruta of Rav Yosef, but this is a moministic adin. Or it's midin poya. He has to watch his object because he's a poya. And that's why it's pater from the Peruta of Yosef. And therefore it's not considered tzchar. We just don't want it to be a gazlan. So that's super gewaldic. And I must tell you that yesh od dvarim bego. Yesh arichut gedola. ואני רק מבקש שכל הצדיקים שמקשיבים יחזרו וישמעו את ההמשך, שבלי נדר אנחנו נמשיך הלאה ונראה נפלאות רבות גדולות ועצומות מתורת השם ומתוקות. אני מודה לכם שהקשבתם. ואני מברך אתכם שתזכו ללמוד ולעמד לשמוע ולעשות וקיים וכל דבר יצרם תורת 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 באהבה, ושהשם ימלא כל משאת לבכם לטובה. And אם ירצה השם בלי נדר, we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.